I'm joined by Hakim Al-Masmari, the editor of the Yemen Post, live from Sana'a. Hakim, what have you been seeing this morning?
It's very chaotic right now, Matthew. Streets are empty. People are very angered. Neighbors of protesting areas in Chain Square, Sana'a, are very angered at why the government used extensive force against these protesters. The protesters were only marching. It's very sad to see that so many people were killed, and right now the death toll is up to 26 killed and at least 99 critically injured, and that death toll could increase at any time.
There are some reports that the protests turned violent yesterday. I've seen some footage of protesters throwing petrol bombs at water cannon. What's your view on that?
The protesters, from what we have gotten to know from eyewitnesses, the protesters were throwing the petrol bombs, or the tear gas bombs that were thrown to them first. So they were basically throwing them back to the government forces. But I'm not against the government forces using tear gas against protesters. I think that's the safest way to deal with it. But to kill people, to shoot them, to use force, excessive force against protesters, that's when the government went wrong. According to the eyewitnesses we talked to, even the government officials we talked to, senior government officials in the government, they are admitting off the record that the government did go overboard in attacking these protesters, and that the excessive use of violence was not necessary because the protesters did not have machine guns or artillery with them to fight back.
And we're also getting reports that the Yemeni government forces used anti-aircraft guns against protesters. Can you confirm that?
Yes, that is true. We talked to a number of eyewitnesses. That is true. That took place as well. RPGs were used. Anti-aircraft were used as well. And the protests today are expected to escalate nationwide, condemning the attacks yesterday. So today, if it gets worse, it could also get very bad, because security forces are still on the streets, and protesters are vowing that they will escalate their protest to ensure that the Saleh regime comes to an end very soon.
What's your opinion? Why do you think that the violence has escalated in this way?
The protests in Yemen have been very peaceful for months now. We all know the Egyptian and Tunisian revolution only took a couple of weeks. Yemen now, we enter the ninth month. So protesters are finally fed up and saying, especially after being ignored by the majority of the international community, they feel that they have to escalate peacefully, and that is why they chose to march outside the protesting areas. And I think that was the least they could do. They did not use force or violence or attack governmental institutions. For them to march, that's the least they could do. But the government knows what those marches can do, and that is why it insisted on stopping them on the first day instead of waiting to see what would happen from these marches.
Do you think that Saudi Arabia will intervene, as some have speculated?
We talked to senior officials in the government today, a couple of hours back, and they informed us that there are serious dialogue and negotiations between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is insisting that Saleh must buy disposal. And that Saleh must do that.
Hakim, you're beginning to crack up a bit. Can you... Hakim, can you hear me? I think we've lost him there. Sorry about that.